He was a sick kid, chronically ill with doctors who didn't have answers. So he went looking for them himself. That search didn't just change his health. It made him a UFC world champion, the coach behind 12 world champions, and a trainer to special forces. But today, that same relentless investigation has led him somewhere unexpected, to the dirt beneath our feet. Because he believes what's missing from our soil is exactly what's missing from our food and from our bodies. And he says it's behind the fatigue, the inflammation, and the poor health that millions of us have just accepted as normal. This is a conversation about taking your health into your own hands. And it starts with a fascinating story. My guest today has one of the most unexpected journeys you'll ever hear. Pat was chronically sick as a child, and when doctors couldn't help, he started searching for the answers on his own. That search led him to become the first UFC welterweight champion, the coach behind 12 MMA world champions, and a trainer to military and special forces for over 15 years. Today, he is the founder of Soil Saviors, and he is focused on what he believes is a hidden problem behind so much of our modern poor health. A problem that starts in the soil. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it.
Now, let's start at the very beginning because your whole life's work grows out of it. You were chronically sick as a kid and the doctors didn't have much to offer you. What was that like?
Well, for me, Stacey, and thanks again for having me, is that, you know, I wanted to excel. I came from a community in Iowa that was basically, Bettendorf, Iowa was the name of the town, conveyor belt into Division I athletics, great wrestlers, great football players, great golfers, great track and field folks, a lot of just, and high levels of academics. And so my dream was to be great at athletics. And so my whole childhood, I felt like I was doing 2 to 3 times the amount of work that all the other kids were doing. I would do extra running, extra lifting. You know, I got a pass to go to the weight room in middle school during lunch period. I would bring a bag lunch. I'd go to the weight room and I'd lift extra weights, just trying to get ahead and excel. But I couldn't breathe. I just simply couldn't breathe. Between black mold, ag chemical inputs, I spent, you know, quite a bit of time on the family farms down in southern Iowa and around agriculture. And I simply couldn't breathe. And so about the age of 20, after I had left college early, went home to take care of my mother who was sick with heart problems. I was working 3 jobs, pouring concrete during the day and then working as security at different nightclubs and things like that, and training for martial arts. I started to excel at martial arts quite a bit. And I got to the point where I was going to turn pro in kickboxing. And I made a decision at that point that I had to do a lot of research and try and figure out my respiratory problems. Because when you're fighting against professional athletes who are very good at, you know, hurting other human beings, it's not a wise decision to go in where you can't breathe with a respiratory illness. So I did a lot of research and finally put together what I thought was a fundamental protocol, natural protocol. And 10 days later, I literally went from breathing through a straw full of mucus to what felt like a crystal clear giant PVC tube. And all of a sudden, I could do anything I wanted athletically. I didn't get tired. I could run forever. I could do all kinds of things. And it changed my life, of course. It allowed me to win a UFC world title eventually and then use a lot of my research for the athletes, not just the training protocol, but also what to put in their bodies to allow them to be different than all the other athletes. And so we became known, our team became known for basically the best endurance in the world. If you didn't get us early, you weren't going to get us because we're going to stand on the gas pedal and run everybody out of gas. And it generally worked. It created a lot of pay-per-view athletes, a lot of world champions. And through that being one of my testing grounds, I guess is the way to look at it, while I was also researching environmental impacts and soil and a lot of other things, I was just formulating a bigger picture and putting it all together as well as I could anyway to just understand the earth as one big organism and that we're just tiny little microscopic organisms crawling around on it. We're part of the bigger organism and how those toxins in the environment are impacting all of our health. And that goes for a 70-year-old grandmother who just wants to play with her children or her grandkids again, all the way up to a world-class athlete being able to run faster and longer than they've ever been able to run. That's genetic expression. That is immune function, right? And because we are biological organisms created by nature, we are not created in a laboratory. It's very important for us to understand the benefits of naturally existing, very powerful compounds and nutrients and minerals and biology that can change dramatically change your outlook on life.
I know that you had mentioned earlier before we started recording that I was talking about the soil, and I was mentioning about how a lot of times supplements, you have to be careful where they're grown, because you know there are a lot of places that contaminated soil exists. But you made a good point when we were talking before the podcast. You mentioned that a lot of times, a lot of these supplements are grown in the laboratory. So they're missing a lot of important components, and it's not the same.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of people will argue, the chemists and folks like that will argue, that the synthetic molecules of, say, a molecule isolated from a plant that has some medicinal power is the exact same thing. I will say this. I will say, under a microscope, I'm sure it looks that way, right? But when we observe what's going on with certain, you know, that's why side effects happen. Side effects are a sign that you're being injured, right? And so all the side effects attached to synthetics and the things that downstream effects that can happen prove that they aren't the same, right? And so it's very important for people to understand that when you go to the grocery store, for instance, to buy produce, your fruit and vegetables, it's very important to look at the labels, just something as simple as the label, and understand that if the PLU code, the hashtag and the numbers don't start with a 9, you probably don't want to purchase it, because it was grown with synthetic chemicals, which reduces food's medicinal power. And that saying, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food, is very true when things are grown with real minerals, real nutrients, and real biology. The power of the food you eat definitely will make a difference in your life. And so I've just observed this for 40 years of research, of not only my job being building superhumans for many years, but also observing the struggling American population and how it's been degraded over, you know, look, I'm 60 years old. I've been around for a while, and I've watched the degradation of humanity at a very, very fast rate. And I could see this coming not long after I healed myself and did a lot of research to realize the severity of the problem, because we're a billion acres of American soil is covered in billions of pounds of literally warfare chemicals. These are nitrogen and phosphorus used for building bombs, insecticides, which, you know, kill things, right? Insects, all insects, not just the insects that are eating the crops. And then the fungicides and herbicides, which block nutrient uptake, what seem like systemically across the board in all organisms, because the only thing that survives them are the genetically modified crops that they're sprayed on, right? So everything else in nature is decimated. And we're seeing that even in our forests, the National Forest Service, you know, and all the disease, what they say is disease, is nutrient deficiency. The plants and trees are having nutrients blocked. The herbicides are coming down in the rain these days because the environment is so toxified and saturated that when bugs are eating a tree, the bugs aren't the problem. The bugs are the symptom. Why is the tree that sick that bugs are now eating it? Well, that's nature sending in the bugs to eat the trees and put them back in the ground because they're defective, they're sick, and they need to be, you know, done away with. Nature does not forgive. So when we get, for instance, a bacterial or fungal infection and we go to the doctor to get an antibiotic, that's nature trying to digest us and put us back in the ground because we're defective, right? Instead of killing things, it's important to put in the diversity of biology and nutrients in the right form to allow the organism to thrive like it once did, right? So that's really kind of the way I view the world and have observed, in whether it's healing soil, whether it's building a world champion, or just allowing somebody to live a better quality of life.
Right. Now, what made you start looking for your own answers at an age where most people would just accept what they were told?
I can tell you, Stacy, that, and that's a really good question, is if I didn't have a massive burning desire to be a really good athlete, I probably would have never looked, right? But my aspirations to become great at football and wrestling, you know, those were the two big sports for me in Iowa. Anyway, I came from a community where wrestling was king. Iowa is, you know, everybody wrestles, and the bad wrestlers go out for basketball, so to speak, right? So that desire overpowered my complacency. And so I just went on a search, and I've always loved collecting old books. And so I looked in a lot of really, really old books from, you know, the 1800s on medicinal health, on plant health and medicinal herbs, of course. And then also spoke to a lot of old homeopathic doctors and the agriculture folks that were not using chemicals at the time, and just getting kind of a lot of pictures and information from a lot of different people to be able to put together some information for myself to kind of move forward. And it worked. I was able to heal my respiratory system in literally 10 days after a life of dealing with it, which allowed me again to excel athletically, win a world title, and help a lot of athletes do the same. And of course help, you know, military folks operate at a much higher level and all of those things. So yeah, it's interchangeable. Human health, honeybees, livestock, your dog and your cat, or the soil and your tomato plants being eaten by bugs, and why, it's all interchangeable, because we are just part of the bigger organism, really.
Very true. Very true. Now, what have you discovered, you know, didn't just improve your health, it took all the way to the championship?
Back 4 years ago, when I put together my protocol, there was a lot of a really high grade antioxidants from berries, from fruit, so it was micronized, concentrated, dehydrated, and in capsules, things like that. And then also colloidal minerals, copper and silver colloidal minerals that changed things for me quite a bit as well. So putting together a lot of those types of components, and of course, eating very strict. I cut out, you know, pretty much all carbs. I ate largely carnivore with fruit and vegetables. And I mean, I got stronger. I got faster. You know, I'm only 5'10". I could dunk a basketball. I could do all these goofy things that I never dreamed of doing. And so that was really my focus was, and from there, once I went from being a sick kid my whole life to kind of perceivably, you have to understand how that experience is for me, not being able to run, you know, for 3 miles without struggling, not being able to do all these things, and then suddenly being able to run 10 miles as fast as I want and be able to feel like I could do it again in 30 minutes after recovering, that's a life-changing experience. And so I just haven't been able to shut my mouth since, to be honest with you. But the funny part is I kept all of this secret during my fight career and my coaching career, because I didn't want any other athletes or coaches to know what I was doing to make my athletes different.
I love that. I love that. Now, you said it came down to fixing your inputs. Like, what did you figure out about the connection between what goes into the body and what comes out in performance?
Well, initially, what I realized is that bread and pasta and starchy carbs and things like that were giving me some pretty severe problems that I was certainly had some problems digesting those things, and that there was inflammation being caused by them. But also understanding what things were grown with. Like when I pick up a tomato now out of my garden and cut it and eat it, the taste of it makes you never go back. You can never buy something bought in a store again. Once you taste, you know, apples that are grown this way, and it's not just organic, it's in a biodynamic way. So organic is one thing. That's a level above conventional, of course. And then you have above organic, and then you have biodynamic. And once you have biodynamic food, you really can't go backwards and from there. And you understand the power that it gives you as well.
I love that. Now, how did that same understanding shape the way you trained like 12 world championships and elite military units?
Well, as far as training athletes, so the way that I explain it to one regenerative a gentleman that he and I had a debate one time about healing sick land. See, he said, I should bring in the cows first and I should do this and do, you know, the regenerative ag operations. And I said, well, how are you going to do that? How are cows going to magically eat nutrient deficient grass? And then out the other end of them is going to come magical miracle or minerals and biology that's going to just miraculously bring the soil back. It will improve it. Yes. But it's not going to bring it to the vitality level that it's supposed to be. So if I have 50 athletes, for instance, and their goal is to become a world champion, and they all are about the same level, athleticism, health, all those things when they start, the intensity of training twice a day to become a world champion, and it takes years to do that, of course, how are they going to survive if they don't have the minerals and vitamins and all the elements that they're supposed to have in the right form and the diversity of biology. The ones that don't have those things and aren't putting those things into their body every single day are not going to survive that level of training. They're going to fall apart. They'll get injured. They'll mentally yes. just fall apart. I've seen grown men cry numerous times in my life because the training was so intense and horrendous that they would pick up their bag. We had fighters travel from all around the world to come to my gym. And about 2 days into the training, a lot of times they would literally pick up their bag and they would walk out the door and we'd never see them again. And they could have come from the other side of the country. We've seen them come from other parts of the world and do that. And the athletes that were training with me at that time, who were veterans and world-class athletes, would say, if you walk out that door, you can't come back. You're not allowed back because you broke. Mentally, you broke. And so when I explained that to the regenerative ag guy, and I said, those cows aren't going to fix it because they don't have the nutrients in the soil to fix it. We have to fix the soil first, then put the cows in. Then the cows are going to digest the grass and what comes out the other end of them to sequester carbon and put biology back into the soil and have that circle of life going. That's how we do that. And he understood then.
Wow. Now, here's the turn in your story I find fascinating, how a fighter and a coach ends up studying dirt. At some point in your investigation led you to from the body all the way to the soil. How did that happen?
I think it honestly happened from recall from my childhood in the 70s when the Green Revolution started. And a lot of the elders in my family started getting things like Parkinson's and cancers, and people were falling off and dying in, you know, that small Iowa town in south central Iowa, down there where the, you know, the family farms were, where my family originated from. And so that unlocked something in me as well to just start researching what were the real problems. And then when you find out that we're literally using warfare chemicals to grow food on a billion acres of American soil, that everybody's putting it on their lawns, that everyone's using it on golf courses, when the weeds, for instance, weeds are there for a reason, a specific reason, right? To replenish sick soil, nutrient deficient soil. So if I go out and test your lawn, for instance, Stacy, if you never treated it with any more herbicides and weeds started to come, which they will, right? Weeds are going to show up. If you had been using herbicides, for instance, and it's nutrient deficient, I can go out and I can test your soil, and then we can find out what of the 60 plus minerals are missing in the soil. And then I can go out and pick the different types of weeds, and I can test the weeds for what elements are in the weeds and what they're pulling out of the atmosphere to put back in the soil, and show each weed addressing the zeros on the chart. So the weeds are a symptom. They're there to fix the nutrient deficient soil, right? And once you understand the symptom versus the cause situation and why we wouldn't just spread minerals and put down biology and fix the problem and not have to deal with chemicals, everybody then could put right. the signs in their yard that say, this just got sprayed with biology and minerals. We encourage you to walk around in it barefoot and roll around in it, because it's going to be beneficial, right? Instead of don't yes. walk on this, don't go anywhere near this lawn for 72 hours, right? We would prefer people be able to just, I want to send my kids out the door right after I spray barefoot and run around so that they soak up, you know, some of the liquid nutrients.
I love that. Now, what's the connection that you found between what's missing in our soil and what's missing in our food and our health?
Yeah, okay, I'll give you one example. So If we're missing minerals, or the minerals are being blocked from being taken up by us by, say, for instance, glyphosate or atrazine, any of these herbicides that block nutrient uptake to naturally existing weeds, and, you know, unfortunately, what research has shown human beings as well and animals, is that when we don't have certain minerals, that we don't rebuild ourselves correctly. So the chain, put it this way, if you have damaged DNA, which heavy metals, inorganic metals, and synthetic chemicals have been proven to damage DNA, for instance, that the DNA is going to send over messenger RNA, which everybody's heard now because of the last 6 years, that messenger RNA will be incorrect because you have damaged DNA. And so when the ribosomes start printing the chains of amino acids we're made of that roll up into the proteins that we're made of, that they're being misprinted. So we're rebuilding ourselves at an amino acid and protein and cellular level incorrectly, and we start to degrade and go downhill, right? So when we look at the environment, if we have all of the nutrients in our environment, in our food, in our water, and in the right forms, we're going to rebuild ourselves on a continuous basis in a correct fashion. Or if we're missing those minerals, or then nowadays, modern times, also damaged by synthetics and heavy metals, things like that, we're most assuredly going to rebuild ourselves incorrectly. So I don't want that for my children. I'm assuming anybody who listens to this does not want that for their children, and that things can be at least improved greatly. We can't mitigate all the chemicals in the environment and things like that, but we can greatly protect our families, right? And I guess I look at it this way, because I was a professional fighter for so many years and considered somewhat of an expert in that field of training law enforcement, military, how to take care of themselves in hand-to-hand situations, that I also understand this, is that, for instance, there's 20,000 murders in America per year. So do I want to know how to take care of myself physically in a kinetic situation, kinetic action? Yes, 100%. It's important for everybody to know how to take care of themselves physically. But what are the real threats? The real threats are 600,000 people dying a year from respiratory illness and 600,000 dying from different forms of these illnesses, organ failures, systemic failures. Those are the biggest threat to us right now. So the emphasis of me learning how to take care of myself with these, or to learn how to operate a weapon, or how to, protect my house with surveillance cameras, and what type of things I'd put in place for my family to protect ourselves if somebody invades our home, that why wouldn't I put more emphasis on the bigger threat, educate myself and my children on how we can mitigate those threats, because they're much bigger.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Now, for the listeners out there, if you've been feeling tired, inflamed, or just not your best, and you're wondering if there is something deeper going on, then you're going to want to hear the rest of this. Follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you fascinating voices who help you understand your health and take it back to your own hands. Now, you spent 40 years studying this, and you believe that we've lost something crucial. Talk to us about what you found. The minerals and the nutrients, and you believe you have been depleted from our soil, and what it means for the food most of us eat every day.
Well, we do know that you need to eat 25 apples to get the nutrients of just one apple from 25 years ago. So do I want to eat 25 apples? No, nobody wants to eat 25 apples. But think about it this way, that for every bush and tree I have in my yard, why wouldn't I want those producing real fruit, real vegetables, all these different, I can have a very aesthetically pleasing garden in my backyard. For those people that live in upscale, neighborhoods, my last house in Iowa was surrounded by, in Iowa, $1 million houses. And so I was the only guy in that entire neighborhood. We got grandfather clause in where I built a garden in the backyard. It was a really nice garden. And I grew a lot of our food in the backyard. I was looked at a bit of an oddity. But ultimately, I knew what I wanted to feed my kids, and that the grocery store didn't have, the things that I wanted to put in them, right? So I really did my best to make sure my kids were taken care of. So ultimately, the missing links is this, is that when I ask athletes, for instance, when I teach a seminar, I ask, how many nutrients do we need total? 90 plus. Where do those come from? And they say, our food. Well, where does the food come from? And they say, well, the plants. I was, where do the plants come from? The soil. What's in the soil? Do you think all of those things, when you spend now with grocery, for the people out there, when they go out there grocery shopping to buy groceries for a week for their family, how much money on average are people spending for a family of four on groceries if they're trying to do a really good job and feed their kids in a healthy way? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And now there's people out there that have plenty of money, but there's a lot of people out there that don't. And they need to understand that you can produce massive amounts of food in your backyard, on your trees, all these different things. And people are switching over to food forests. They are literally turning their yards into fruit and vegetable bearing plants, berry bushes, things like that, that are very aesthetically pleasing. And they can literally change their life. And when you remove all the chemicals and you put real nutrients and biology into your environment, you're changing the frequency of the environment as well. From death to life, and you can feel it, and you can see it, and you can see how people interact. And when you remove the toxins out of your house, the cleaning agents, all the chemicals, all those sort of things, you're going to heavily impact in a positive way your family as well. So there's a lot of ways that we can fix things, and people just need to understand and make that connection. And again, look at themselves like the five-year-old version they were and understand that they deserved as much love as they want to give to their children. There's a lot of people out there that will make these huge dinners for everybody, and that's kind of a way of showing love, right? And I had a conversation with my youngest daughter one time when she was about five, and she was in the back of my pickup truck, and we were going to the grocery store, and I was grilling steaks that night, and she wanted a donut. And I said, I can't buy you a donut. I love you too much to feed you that. And while sure, we're all human, we're going to give our kids treats now and then, things like that. Look, I'm not against that. I'm not. But I was trying to use it as a lesson to teach her is that I love you too much to give you a donut. And she was still mad at me. And she said, but donuts aren't killing me. And I said, listen, when you eat too many of them for too long, it's going to cause problems. And then kind of, it was like God sent the person and I felt bad for her. She was very heavy person. And I said, do you see that woman there? And she said, yes. And I said, she has been eating things like donuts probably her whole life. And that's what it's done to her. Do you now understand why I love you too much to do that to you? And she said, yes. And I never had a problem with her with that again, ever again. And she, you know, loves to eat meat. She loves to eat fish. She loves to eat chicken. She loves to eat vegetables and she loves to eat fruit. And she understands why.
I love that. I love that because we suffer from obesity in this country. And it's so good when I see parents put their foot down and they actually teach them that, hey, this is not okay. You know, a lot of times parents will have obesity and weight issue problems and they pass those behavioral, you know, habits of eating unhealthy to their children. And then their children think it's okay. And they're fighting obesity. They're fighting obesity and overweight. And then it just keep the cycle keeps, you know, circling. And it just doesn't get better.
Yeah. And people can change, you know, and that's the thing is that it comes down to making those decisions, right? And they're tough decisions for people who have been in those ruts for a long time. Also, you know, people that are addicted to carbs, they're addicted to bread, they're addicted to pasta, all these, which is easy to do because you're feeding your system and most likely parasites a lot of sugar because those substances, those wheats and grains convert to sugar and the parasites love them. And then when you don't feed them sugar,
right,
they're going to give off chemicals and you're going to have the crazes, you know, those carb addictions, so to speak, are real, not necessarily because you, but because the parasites are literally giving off a lot of toxins saying, feed me.
Yeah. So why do you think so many people are walking around just tired and inflamed and just accepting it as normal?
Well, I think most Americans have never experienced what it's like to have, you know, huge amounts of vitality, endurance, you know, the ability to breathe effortlessly, the ability to go up a flight of stairs or numerous flights of stairs without a problem, you know, all those sort of things. They've almost been born into this experience. And then how many people do you know that say, well, I guess I'm just getting old? It's not because you're getting older. It's because you're nutrient deficient and toxic. That's always why people struggle. And I read a book about 30 years ago, a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie by Dr. Joe Waller. And in that book, it said that men in the Himalayan foothills father children into their late 80s and early 90s. So if the operations, because of the soil being so nutrient packed in the Himalayan foothills and the paramagnetic qualities of the mountains there, which are really powerful, that their operations of their systems last into their late 80s and early 90s in that way, that they can still reproduce children. And while meanwhile in America, you know, men in their 20s are going to, you know, youth clinics and getting test TRT replacement and a lot of other things, that has to tell us something, that our soil has been decimated and that we have to fix it. And we can. It's not like minerals escape into space. There's massive amounts of mineral deposits all over this country,
right,
that can be spread on soil and then activated with biology and bring it all back to life. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And what have you seen is possible when people address this?
Well, I've seen people go from, you know, one example, Tim Sylvia, who started with me at 370 pounds and a few years later was 265 pounds fighting for the heavyweight world title and winning it and holding it and losing it and then winning it back. So he had the heavyweight world title for quite a long time because of these changes. And so really, for anybody out there, I mean, one of my greatest friends that I've ever had in life was a 340-pound alcoholic, and he was addicted to drugs as well. He changed his life. He woke up one morning on his bathroom floor, and his children were in the bathroom looking at him, and he realized that he had to change. So he decided to change his life completely, and he went from a 340-pound alcoholic to one of the world's best ultra runners walking the planet, who could run up I used to try and run with this guy, and keeping up with him in the mountains was virtually impossible. He would have to stop and wait for me all the time. So he went from 340 pounds and sick to one of the most amazing individuals I've ever seen in my life. His name was David Clark. There's a couple books out there by David Clark, and he passed away a few years ago from a botched spinal surgery that broke my heart. The world, deeply misses him, but he was a shining example of what a human being can do when they decide to change their life, put the right things in their body, and just change, and just change. And we do have the power to do that, right?
Yes, definitely. Now let's give the people something hopeful and practical, because I know that, that's what you care about. For the gardener, the homesteader, or honestly, anyone who just wants to grow or eat anything healthier, cleaner food, where do they start?
Well, start with the soil. Buy heirloom seeds, definitely. Try to get away from the genetically modified. And, people can go to our website, of course, soilsaviors.org, save yours, SAVIORS.org, soilsaviors.org. And they can listen to our educational videos. They can take the free course on the art and science of soil. And by the time they get done watching that, they'll understand why this is so important and just how easy it is to grow really nutrient-dense food. For people who don't have a garden, or don't want to have a garden, they can put very high grade nutrients into their bodies by going to cellsaviors.org. And there's the fulvicumic acid, which is 77 colloid minerals, the very high grade mineral salt of the gods for electrolyte minerals, because we are electrical beings. And then also the collections of biology, the 100 plus and digest assist, which are the four main pillars that we looked at for assisting humanity in the mechanisms of natural, power, vitality, and all of those things. So these are the components that I give my daughters, for instance. These are the components that I give world-class athletes. So these are the things that are essential for, in my humble opinion, the building blocks of real life and operations for a human being.
I love that. Now, what are the first things that you'd like to tell someone who wants to take their family's nutrition and health back to their own hands?
Well, I ask them where their standards are, honestly, right? And when we educate them just a little bit on where the standards really are, and then when they look at their kids, how easy it is to raise our standards, to want better, right? So when you shop, try to buy grass-fed anything, fish from the ocean, because the ocean is really the healthiest place on the planet. Try to eat a diversity of fruits and vegetables that were grown at least organically, and that can change their lives. And the processed food industry itself, putting chemicals in to activate your taste buds so that you want more of it, I mean, it's just a trick. It's almost like the dark arts with the chemistry to trick people into that. So real food does change your life, and that they can do this for their children. And it's just about making little changes first, right? The quality of your water. What is the tap water? Look in your area for the water tests, and they'll tell you the levels of atrazine and other industrial chemicals and ag chemicals and pharmaceutical chemicals and everything else that's in your water. Well, if you don't want the side effects of those things, then don't drink that water, or at least get a water restructuring device or a really high-end system to clean that stuff out.
And what gives you hope about all of this?
I think that humanity, because I was considered kind of a lunatic for a lot of years, to be honest with you. And when I would talk about these things, most people just, the education systems, the ag systems, the ag departments at universities and all of these different departments were never teaching it. So the experts would say, the guy's crazy, he doesn't know what he's talking about, whatever. But as Americans have become more and more ill and sat in their pain long enough and watched again their loved ones get sick and friends die and things like that, they've sat in their pain long enough, Stacy, where they want solutions. They really truly desire the solutions. And I think that while we don't know all the solutions, we don't have all the solutions. We certainly have a pretty good start on it, you know, in my humble opinion, from my observations and research. Yeah.
Now, you've gone from a sick child to a world champion to someone on a mission to help families grow real, nourishing foods and reclaim their health. So what do you want people to understand about their health, about their food, about what becomes possible when they stop accepting the normal and they start looking for the real answers the way you did?
I think it is the recognizing the unspoken agreement that society has with everybody, where everybody knows the problems. They really do. Intuitively, humanity knows where the problems are. They know that the soil is severely nutrient deficient. They know the water's toxic. They know the food's toxic. They know all these things. But that unspoken agreement that society has, that if we don't make waves, if we don't ruffle feathers, that we'll just be accepted in the herd of humanity and have that chance to have a job and have a house and have a little, you know, yard and live our life, the American dream, so to speak. I think that our standards are all rising above that. I think that everybody is understanding the severity of the problems and that everybody's tired of living the lie. They really are. And they want better for their kids. Yeah. And that's why we're here. I think that that's why our generation and, you know, the people, you know, from age 30 to 60, 70 years old, I think that's why we're here, is to break the generational trauma, that chain, and not fall for the things that our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents fell for. It's our job, literally, right, to not do that. And so that's all it takes. And it's not always easy. It's really not. I mean, we're surrounded by a lot of people that don't know the truth. They're looking for the truth, but they don't know it. And they want the truth. But there's also a lot of people out there that get paid a lot of money to not talk about the truth, right? So I just want to live a life. I want to live a life now full of truth, and that I can pass something on to my children, the education on how to protect themselves moving forward in an ever, you know, increasing toxins in this environment, and hopefully go back the other direction. And I think people are starting to do that a lot.
I definitely agree with you 100%. Now, can you tell us about the product that you offer?
Yeah. So for instance, the Cell Saviors products, the fulvicumic acid, a lot of people can find, you know, there's different types of fulvicumic acid out there. Most are derived from fossilized, like dead seafloor beds or soft coal, where there's a lot of minerals there, but they're not very bioavailable. And what I mean by bioavailable, can your body uptake those nutrients and use them in the form they're in? So most cannot. Most companies also use hydrochloric acid to remove the fulvic from the fossilized rock, which is not obviously optimal. You don't want that product, in my humble opinion. I wouldn't give it to my kids. What we do is we naturally exhume the fulvic from a living sediment layer 60,000 years old, and then that's micronized into a very fine powder and put into capsules, and your cells are screaming for the bioavailable nutrients. So that's why it's so impactful. And then also the salt of the gods that comes from off the coast, you know, down in South America, where there's no industrial chemicals, there's no heavy metals, any of those things. It's just a large diversity of electrolyte minerals so that we can conduct electricity correctly through those minerals, of course. And then again, the Digest Assist, which is an amazing product for digestion, for regularity, and then 100 Plus, which is a collection of over 120 soil-borne probiotics that my kids absolutely love it. They go, this is, our digestion is perfect with this. So those four components together, again, are the kind of the pillars for the human being. And then there's other things that people can add on to that, of course, but those are the four main pillars, in my humble opinion, that help the most people and that move the needle the most for athletes, for really anybody.
I love it. I love it. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that the kid who refused to accept that he'd always be sick had something powerful to teach us all. And when you're willing to ask deeper questions, you can change everything, your health, your life, even your food on your plate. Now, Pat has spent a lifetime doing exactly that. And today, he gave us a fascinating look at the hidden connection between our soil, our food, and how we feel every day. I want to thank you, Pat, for being here. And tell listeners where they can find you and learn more about you and Soil Savers and your work.
Thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it. Yeah, people can find us at soilsaviors.org and also Cell, C-E-L-L, Cell Saviors. .org as well, and then they can follow me on Instagram, Soil Savior One, or just PJ Miletich on Instagram, and they can find me. And I'd be glad to answer. I answer questions a lot on social media anyway, so I'm always happy to do that.
I love it. And if this conversation opened your eyes, share it with someone who has been feeling tired, inflamed, or ready to take their health back into their own hands. I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think you really open people's eyes up a lot, because I don't think people think about the soil, and I don't think they realize how much of an impact healthy versus contaminated soil plays on your body and how important it is. And I think you made that really clear today. And I love the fact that you were faced with so many challenges as a child being ill, and you didn't give up. You overcame the crisis, you faced your obstacles, and you moved forward. You accomplished your dreams. You became an accomplished athlete. You trained many athletes, and you've done so much. And now you're giving back to the world by sharing what you've learned in all this research that you've done in the past 40 years and showing people how to actually change their health and change the way they feel about themselves. So I just want to give you kudos and thank you for everything. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. And just for being you.
Thank you, Stacey. And just anybody out there that's listening to this, I know it seems scary. There's a lot of fear there, but you can do it. And you can go to your pantry. You can pick out what doesn't belong. You can change your life. You can cook healthy food and just be the person you've always deserved to be. So be that 5-year-old kid, or love that 5-year-old version of yourself, like you always deserved, and become powerful. That's what we all deserve.
I love it. Thank you so much, Pat. This has been a wonderful experience, and I hope you'll come back on the show.
Thank you, Stacey.